Hour of recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. The senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for third reading on the informal calendar, and I ask you to recognize the senator from Butler County for a motion on House Committee substitute for House Bill 2.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills for third reading, informal calendar. The senator from Butler County is recognized to bring House Bill 2 before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the House Committee substitute for House Bill 2 be taken up from the informal calendar for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Butler County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. When the bill was laid over, the senator from the 1st District had control of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was inquiring, but my inquiry had ended. Thank you.
Senator from Butler. Senator from Butler.
I have an amendment to the amendment.
Please send your amendment to the amendment forward. Senator, are you seeking a waiver of the reading?
I am. I'm seeking a waiver of the reading. It has been distributed, and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've moved for the Senate to the amendment to the Senate amendment's adoption. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
I would, Mr. President. It's short. What this does is sets a sunset on the previous amendment to August 31st, 2023. That's all this amendment does.
The senator from Butler County has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment 1 for House Committee substitute for House Bill Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing, senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from the 25th.
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, remind me of what the expiration date is applying to on the underlying amendment. What is the
underlying amendment from the Senate from 2nd had no expiration or sunset.
Right, I know. What is the underlying amendment? That's my question.
That was the senator from the 2nd, his amendment. You can inquire the senator from the 2nd if you like.
So it's the original jurisdiction bill, is that right?
That's correct. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Correct. All right.
Yeah, it's been a few hours since we did that. So.
I'm sorry?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th District. Do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 24th District?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I won't take a lot of time. I just was wondering, I think we recessed about 8 p.m. tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So it's a little after 1 a.m., so a little over 5 hours where we did nothing while we waited for the supermajority of our colleagues to bring somebody back who had maybe not been here or who had headed out of town, in order for them to impose upon us an issue of denial of local control by the residents of the city of St. Louis as to who their prosecuting attorney, their circuit attorney, as to who would have jurisdiction. So I just want to point out the irony of the environment we're working in where, you know, we're told the pandemic needs to be handled at the local level and people need to have local control. We're told that nobody will take leadership over schools reopening, that that is an issue of local control. And yet here, when it comes to jurisdiction over how crimes are prosecuted in our communities that are normally by the it's certainly in the city of St. Louis by the elected prosecutor, that's no longer a time for local control, even though the prosecutor in the city of St. Louis was just recently overwhelmingly reelected to her position. Is that how you read this?
That's a very good summation of what I think has probably happened
Tonight.
And the supermajority imposed upon us waiting for 5 hours while they brought someone back into town to help them move forward on a piece of legislation with really without... Mr. President, could we get a little order?
Would you please, senators, take the conversations to the side galleries so that the senators in debate can hear each other? Senators, I'm sorry. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
So, Senator, I think that we are trying to figure out exactly, we can probably continue this, but I think we're trying to figure out exactly where we left off. But go ahead.
Oh, is there a question about...
Three senators on the floor. Senator from the fifth, what reason do you rise?
Point of order.
State your point of order.
Mr. President, I think that we have gone to the third degree of this amendment because I have an amendment to the amendment that's already pending. And I should have the floor. It should be my floor right now.
Senator, the records reflected that the senator from the first district had the floor, but I will double check with the... Senator from the first had the floor. He gave the floor up. We recognize Senator from Butler, and the Senator from Butler sent the amendment to the amendment forward. Senators from the 24th and 11th may proceed with your debate.
But, Mr. President, go ahead. Third degree. So I think, Senator, while they're talking here for the clarification at home, I think what's going on is there was an amendment pending. The senator from the 5th had an amendment to that amendment.
Right.
And then the senator from the 25th offered another amendment, which is, I think most people in here know, is to the third degree, and you can't do. So, but we're going to get it figured out.
Sure.
Benefit of the body. Senate floor leader would ask the Senate to stand at ease. Senate will stand at ease just for a minute for the benefit of the body. The Senate is back in session and not at ease any longer. The senator from the 5th, senator from the 24th, if you would just, I'm sorry, we're trying to unwind where we're at. Senator from the 5th.
Yes, Mr. President, I would like to withdraw my point of order.
Your point of order shall be withdrawn. Senator from Butler.
Back.
Madam Secretary, please send the senator from Butler's amendment back. We are now on Senate Amendment number 5 to Senate Amendment number 1. Does any senator desire to be heard?
I have the floor. President.
Senator from the 5th.
I had the floor when we adjourned.
We are back on Senate Amendment number 5 to Senate Amendment number 1. For what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
Thank you. Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 4th. This is ridiculous.
Senator from the 4th.
Huh?
It's an inquiry of your colleague from the 5th District. She does proceed.
Mr. President, I would like to withdraw my request to speak on the amendment. Thank you. I would like to inquire the senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, you yield. She does proceed.
We've been back on the floor. So, you know, we had those amendments where, you know, we got these other counties. We're trying to get this legislation enacted in these other counties. And I think they forgot about what we were doing because we did that 16 bill. We're on House Bill 16 for so long, they forgot what we were doing on House Bill 2. But I'm glad that we were persistent in what we were doing on House Bill 2. So, you know, we're still talking about the same thing. And, you know, I just want to concur with the senator from the 24th. You know, in essence, we're sitting here talking about something that's of no consequence because if we're interested in local control in one aspect, we want to turn over responsibility in order for us to avoid, you know, accountability, you know, in cases of COVID. You turn over the responsibility to the counties in order to avoid accountability. And then you don't want to take the lead and say, let's create a plan for our children to go back to school safely. And we just let it just haphazardly happen all across the state. And it's an avoidance of accountability. But in this instance, because it's an election year and we want to be political, and we want to placate to politics or whatever, we want to talk about, now we want to take ownership and say we want to be tough on crime. So, you know, I just believe that this is an area where the Senate really doesn't want to be. And I feel like this is an integrity issue for the Senate for me because we should not be taking positions that are not what I call fair or what a balance in the scales of justice. I think this is an insult to justice, and I think that it's sad and it's hypocritical to me. And I'm just, you know, we've been sitting here idle for 5 hours. And I believe that this should have been withdrawn. The House didn't even take this up. We could have been gone a long time ago because we passed the bills that the House sent over the way those bills were. So I'm not sure whose agenda this is and why are we still in this place. Talking about this legislation, which I feel is not right. I feel that the legislation is biased, and I feel that is not something that's germane and is not based on any factual evidence. And no one in here can say that they honestly went toward our circuit attorney's office and understood the process or the dynamics of the cases that are impacted in the city of St. Louis. And so that's a real problem to me because, you know, I feel like we should at least take the time and the responsibility to really go talk to a person and walk. And I did a cliche earlier today. You know, my grandfather used to say it, all the time. He used to always say, don't judge a man until you walk the full day in his shoes. And I think that's, you know, and I think we as senators have people who, you know, look at this position and think that they could do a better job until they actually get in the position and understand all of the dynamics that go along with that position. It's easier to say that someone is not doing a great job, and it's easier to insult someone and say that they're not competent. And, you know, it's easy to talk about personnel issues that are not relevant to the job or the responsibility of that office. So there's no factual information here. And I think that this is a grasp at I don't know what straws, but I believe that, you know, there's a price for everything. And I think that this is going to be a huge price. And, you know, I really do. I think this is going to be a huge cost in this decision. I think this is not in the state that we're in. It's just such a polarizing state as it is. And I think that we should rise above. And if you honestly wanted to help someone, you wouldn't try to take over their office. You would just show up and offer your help. That's what you would do. You would show up and honestly, genuinely say, I want to help you. You wouldn't need anybody to try to transfer authority to you. And it's so hypocritical, and the hypocrisy is just overwhelming to me, because if you got appointed to this office, and now you find yourself in this office and you want to make yourself relevant, I mean, it's so many other ways to make yourself relevant than trying to attack the circuit attorney in the city of St. Louis.
Excuse me, can I interject here? What is that in your hand? What are you reading? What type of amendment is that?
This says that it's the same amendment that I mean. I don't know what this is.
Three senators on the floor. Senator from the 2nd District, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Please send my amendment back.
Madam Secretary, please send the senator from the 2nd Amendment back.
And I have a substitute, a Senate substitute.
Senator from the 2nd.
I would move a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed, and I would move its adoption.
Please send your substitute forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from the 4th, are you objecting to the waiver of the reading?
No.
So, Senator from the 4th, let me recognize the senator to move for the adoption, and feel free to explain the substitute, the floor sub.
Yes, Mr. President. The floor substitute incorporates the underlying bill, Senate bill, House bill number 2, which is the admissibility of evidence in criminal proceedings. It also incorporates the concurrent jurisdiction piece. It does have a three-year sunset. And, Mr. President,
Senator from the 2nd.
I have a privilege motion.
Senator from the 2nd, send your privilege motion forward. Madam Secretary, please read the motion, the privilege motion.
Motion for the previous question pursuant to Rule 84 of the Missouri Senate, shall the main question be now put? Signed, Senators Schatz, Hoskins, Hegeman, Onder, White, Igel, Crawford, Emery, Luke DeMeyer, Brown, Burleson, Wieland, O'Loughlin, Sater, Cunningham, Wallingford, Koenig, and Riddle.
Senator from the second has moved for the previous question for Senate Substitute Number 1, House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luke DeMeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder,
aye.
Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland, Williams.
No. Senator from Platt. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees. Senator from the 11th. We haven't finished the roll call yet, Senator, but we will. Senator from Barton. Recorded as an aye. Senator from the 20th District. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Burleson. How do you vote? And
that was close. That really
Rowden.
That was a little bit.
Opposed, no. Madam Secretary, please verify the roll as requested by the Senator. J.J. McMahon. Senator from the 11th, we're in the middle of a roll call. Would you like to restate your motion? Madam Secretary, please verify the roll.
Arthur, no. Bernskedder, no. Brown, yes. Burleson, yes. Searpoy, no. Crawford, yes. Cunningham, yes. Igel, yes. Emery, yes. Hegeman, yes. Hoskins, yes. Huff, absent. Koenig, yes. Leibla, no. Lutemeyer, yes. May, no. Nasheed, no. O'Loughlin, yes. Onder, yes. Riddle, yes. Rizzo, no. Rowden, no. Sater, yes. Schatz, yes. Shoup, no. Sifton, no. Wallingford, yes. Walsh, no. White, yes. Wieland, yes. Williams, no.
By a vote of 18 aye and 12 no, the motion passes. We are on the adoption of the Senate substitute to House Committee substitute, Senate substitute number one, House Committee substitute to House Bill number two. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate substitute number one. Senator from Butler County, you're recognized for the third read.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number two be read a third time and finally passed.
Mr. President.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Butler County that the Senate substitute number one for House Committee substitute for House Bill number two be read for a third time and finally passed. Any senator desire to refer to Senator from the second?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
Send your privileged motion forward. Madam Secretary, please read the motion.
Motion for the previous question pursuant to Rule 84 of the Missouri Senate, shall the main question be now put. Signed, Senators Schatz, Hoskins, Hegeman, Onder, White, Igel, Crawford, Emery, Lutemeyer, Brown, Burleson, Wieland, O'Loughlin, Sater, Cunningham, Wallingford, Koenig, and Riddle.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the privilege motion.
Senators Arthur, Bernskedder, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lutemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Wieland. Williams.
By a vote of 18 aye and 12 no, the motion passes. Senator from Butler County, you are recognized to close on the third read.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Butler closes. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer that bill to the Fiscal Oversight Committee?
That bill shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1:40 a.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The Senate shall stand. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1:40 a.m. this day.